Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. Yes, we do. We need those strategies, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Those strategies for living. You ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab? Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, BLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. You know, Lauren, every so often, you know this, you've been with me long enough to have witnessed multiple times. Every so often, I take the 12 steps out and dust them off and take a fresh look at them.
Yeah.
And I marvel every time I do it.
It is really an elegant system. It really is.
I agree 100% and beyond. I mean, the core idea, and this is whether somebody is in recovery or not. Mm-hmm. I think the core idea is to, you can drop in, you know, to, of course, the 12 steps were first and foremost developed for Alcoholics Anonymous.
Right.
And so the very first step was, you know, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol and that our lives had become unmanageable. but you can take and you can use alcohol as you can put a blank there and you can drop in there just about anything.
And really,
and see yourself in the 12 steps.
Sure, sure. I mean, really, it's about any place in our life where we are giving our power away. And I think we are all doing that in one form or another. And it's important to recognize those moments and those areas so that we can come to wholeness. I mean, because that's really the end goal of the 12 steps, right? Step 12 is to having had a spiritual experience, go out and share this with the world, right?
Yeah, and I have to be careful here because I think that we have a myth of control. We control. And I have to be careful because there's so much that we do have control over, but a lot of what we think we have control over,
we don't.
We don't. And a lot of that has to do with internal versus external. We're going to look at that today here on Strategies for Living. We are actually going to take step one and unpack it for everyone.
Yeah. And
finding freedom in powerlessness. Whoa. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being here. And we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Oof, oof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Back in a moment with Strategies.
feel alive. In every truth and every deal, we help you thrive, not just survive. Mind, body, spirit, and the cool.
And welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. What are we trying to control? What are you trying to control in your life right now? That's giving you some problems. What are you trying to control right now? What are we, all of us, I think, get caught up in this? What are we trying to control that is making our life unmanageable at this moment, or feel unmanageable at this moment?
I have to chuckle because if you open up, you can see that we're actually struggling with this on quite the collective level, too.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, in any sort of news that you're seeing right now is, in fact, kind of rooted in this idea of powerlessness. And maybe even, you know, kind of harkening back to Dr. David Hawkins, right? Power versus force.
Yeah, yeah.
This idea.
And the difference between power and force. Most of our lives is force. We try to force things.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, according to Dr. Hawkins, is always a lower consciousness position.
Right.
Always, 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 true power is going to win out. I'm going to put that in air quotes because it's not a win-lose thing, but win out over time.
Yeah.
When it comes up against force. Now,
power stands the test of time.
Power stands the test of time. It may take some time.
Mm-hmm.
When force and power come up against each other, it may not be instant.
Mm-hmm.
Because the vast majority of people and countries and cultures have tried to get what they want.
By force.
By force, yeah.
Not realizing that true power lies within.
Yeah. Right. And so that's one of the powerful things, if you will, about AA and the 12 steps.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, we're going to focus on step one today, the universality, you could say, of step one, because it applies to all of us.
And all 12 steps can apply do apply to all of us.
Absolutely. Let me for not everyone has heard the 12 steps.
Yeah.
So let me read the 12 steps, and I'm going to read them just as they were written with, you know, alcohol in there. But again, take out alcohol and you could drop anything and they will work for you. So step one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity.
Mm-hmm.
Step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. Step four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Step five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Step six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Step seven, humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. Step eight, we made a list of all persons that we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Number nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Step 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And then step 12, Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Those are the 12 steps. Mm-hmm. And they are, as you say, elegant.
Yeah. Yeah, they truly are.
So, powerlessness.
Mm-hmm. And really, the first step is something we talk about in any situation, right? We have to be aware that there's an issue. We have to be aware first before we can make any sort of change.
You can't change what you don't acknowledge.
We have to be aware and admit to ourselves, you know, okay, this is an issue in my life, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's truly what step one is, and universally what it can be for all of us. And I think it's an important step that, yeah, we take over and over again to remind ourselves, okay, and maybe this is kind of leaning more into step four where you do that searching inventory, but where you look in your life and say, where am I giving my power away?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so that idea of powerlessness, it's a pretty misunderstood thing.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
It's a pretty misunderstood concept because powerlessness is not about weakness. It's about surrender.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start to think about, okay, well, if I'm using the 12 steps and the original version has alcohol in there and I make that a blank, so I put whatever, well, what kinds of things outside of an addiction like alcohol or drugs or gambling?
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Any of those, what I put there? Well, let's throw some ideas out.
Okay.
What about people pleasing?
Right.
What about perfectionism? What about
anxiety?
Yeah. Uh-huh. What about overdoing, overworking?
Mm-hmm.
Do. You know. So any of those, and hopefully your mind is moving and cranking now. And you understand there is a universality of these steps, and particularly step one, you know, what a powerful shift that is from thinking, I can control whatever it is, to I really don't have control over so much of the outer, because it's a shift. This represents a massive shift from a focus, what in psychology would be referred to as an external
locus
of control,
right,
to an internal locus of control. Yeah. So, you know, our ego self,
it really drives this show. And you know, you started this segment talking about powerlessness and how it's misunderstood. And I could understand from someone who has no understanding at all of the step one. Here we are telling them to admit that you're powerless to something.
Right.
Right. And it kind of reminds me of the old Einstein quote, and I'm going to try to remember it, but it's the idea that we have this sacred gift that is the intuitive mind, and then we also have a logical mind.
Right.
And Einstein says something like, we have made the intuitive mind the servant, whereas the logical mind needs to be the servant. To the intuitive mind.
Yeah, we've got it backwards, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here it is. Here's the The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. Yeah.
So when we understand that the ego is all about trying to force, the ego is all about trying to control externals, and we make a shift from that to, in a sense, surrendering, because step one is really about the acknowledgement and about surrendering.
Yeah.
And this sounds paradoxical, Lauren, but that's where true freedom starts. That's where true freedom begins, when we acknowledge we are human beings and we do have limits, individually and even collectively. We are human, and so, yes, we are powerful beings, but we're powerful beings when we shift to that internal focus and locus of control, as opposed to what our ego has us do the majority of the time, which is try to control the outer situations and people around us.
Right. And when we talk about the ego, it's all of those stories, all of those programmings that we've told ourselves over the years in order to get to where we are today.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe some of those are the idea that, well, I need to make sure it's my responsibility to take care of somebody else's feelings or to take care of so-and-so, anything else that's outside of my true realm of control.
Man, you know, we're strategies for living. Talk about a strategy. You know, if we took the 12 steps, if more of us took the 12 steps and really applied them holistically to whatever's going on in our lives, what a world this could be. Yeah?
Yeah.
More strategies for living as we unpack step one today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Life gets hard along the way. Gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here. Strategies for Living Radio. Our dose of radio rehab. Strategies for Living Radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We are taking step one, actually, of AA's 12 steps, and really focusing on it today. We admitted we were powerless over fill in the blank, that our lives had become unmanageable. What needs to go there? Is it
Social media.
Is it phones? Our fear, our food, our anxiety.
Sugar.
Coffee. You could put, you know, you name it. You could put it there. And it would be a relevant thing. You know, if we broaden the lens a little bit, and take a look at the 12 steps, all of them, and again, arguably, step one is step one. You can't get to step 10 without starting at step one.
Right.
Yeah. Because the very first thing you have to do is to admit a powerlessness. Hey, I can't do this alone.
Yeah.
And so, but when we widen the lens and we look at all of the 12 steps, talk about a strategy. Talk about a life strategy.
A lifelong strategy.
A lifelong, something that can be used over and over and over in so many different aspects of our lives. You know, when you really look at what the 12 steps are, yes, the 12 steps of AA, and now, of course, there's 12 steps almost for everything now that you can imagine, and that's what we're talking about today. But the 12 steps of AA have helped millions and millions of addicts get sober and stay sober. So when you think about the number of lives impacted from the 12 steps.
And you're not just talking about the addicts.
No, you're talking about the families. Yeah, you're talking about
the lives that they touch.
Work companions. You're talking about employers and employees. The number of lives that have been touched in a positive way and transformed in a positive way because of the 12 steps, you know, it's mind-boggling. And then you think about and it's particularly mind-boggling to me when I think about how many people don't know. I mean, because if you have not had an addiction in your life,
right?
There's a lot of people who have never heard of the 12 steps, because they haven't had an opportunity.
To be honest, as a counselor, even coming up through my program, we didn't talk about 12 steps at all.
We didn't talk about that in the program. That boggles my mind.
I've had the privilege, really, of learning the 12 steps alongside a client that has been working them. And that's really been my learning experience,
right,
to see really how elegant and how impactful the steps are and the community it creates around the steps. I mean,
you know what the steps really are, Lauren? They're really a map. Mm-hmm. The 12 steps are really a map for transformation.
Yeah.
And transformation in any form, any area of your life that you deem needs transforming, mm-hmm, right?
Right.
And so, again, they were originally developed for alcohol, an addiction to alcohol, because back before they were developed, a little bit of history here. Back in the day before Alcoholics Anonymous, mm-hmm, it was believed, the belief was, if you were an alcoholic, you could not be helped.
Mm-hmm.
And so people collectively, we thought that collectively, mm-hmm, towards addicts. And therefore, addicts bought into it themselves. Oh, what I've got can't be helped.
Right.
Right?
So I'm helpless
and I'm stuck and here I am. And so when the 12 steps came along, and maybe one of these days we'll tell the history, the full history and story of the evolution of the 12 steps. And, you know, a lot of people might know about Bill W., Bill Wilson, mm-hmm, and Dr. Bob.
Right.
We've heard their stories. Maybe we even have read an article here or there or a book about them. But the 12 steps are not just Dr. Bob and Bill
no,
W.
No, they were built upon the work of Jung.
They include people like Carl Jung and others. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, there's something very powerful that, you know, was going on where the 12 steps evolved and came into being. Well, and thank goodness they did, because they are a spiritual map for transformation. You know, the second and third step, coming to believe that there's a power greater than ourselves, and then being willing to turn it over, you know, is a natural follow to step one. Now, the 12 steps are very, very careful to define and stay away from, and to understand that they are spiritual.
Yes.
Not religious.
Right.
Because religion, any religion is going to have its own definition of the divine and of God. And the 12 steps say, okay, well, we respect all.
Right.
All definitions of God. But we're not religious. We're spiritual.
Right.
And, you know, that's very different, you know, because religions.
It's not important, you know, it's just important that you recognize that there is a higher power within the context of the 12 steps.
And then you have
the freedom to wrestle with it.
Right. You get to wrestle with how you define that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to hook up with a particular creed, our code, our way of belief and cult speaks to you to express that, then more power to you. But AA maintains neutrality and its basis on spirituality, not on religion. It's very, very clear, and it very clearly defines that. You know, it's actually, when we do come to believe and turn over, that creates a rhythm, if you will, a rhythm of life. And we know that life has a rhythm to it.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so when we move into step two or three, we are very naturally joining that rhythm.
And really, what those first three steps then are doing is to say, look, I recognize that I am attempting to control something that is way beyond my egoic and my physical control.
Yeah.
And so then step two and step three say, you know, I recognize that there is a greater life, there is a greater being in existence to life beyond me. And basically, I trust life itself.
Mm.
That's really what you're doing in those first three steps, is to say, whoa, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Because at the heart of all addictions, anything you're going to fill in the blank with trying to control is fear. It's to say, oh, man, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And I'm going to.
And we don't like to admit that.
No.
We don't. Our ego.
And that's why step one is so difficult.
Yeah.
Right. And why it is step one, because it's difficult and it's important.
Yeah.
And once you get beyond admitting, I'm afraid and I'm trying to latch on, I'm trying to force things that are out of my control. Once you get there, you say, I'm going to trust life.
Yeah.
And that's really as simple as it can be, because that's what it is. You're saying, I trust life to unfold around me as it should, and that everything that unfolds around me is in divine timing, is in perfect timing.
Yeah.
And I will be able to handle whatever life throws at me. So again, as long as you trust life, that's going to reflect back to trust of self.
Right.
So those first three steps are about learning to surrender, to admit, and then to trust life and trust self.
And get into that rhythm of life. And when I do that, then I, you know, there's an awareness that happens inside of me that is transformative. But then also flowing from that are behaviors, things that we're going to do that are different.
Sure.
And amends that we're going to make to ourselves and to others that we need to make to, you know, to make peace within ourselves and with life itself.
Right.
And others that we're sharing life with, right?
Because if you truly move through all steps, I think what you begin to recognize is that in your attempting to control beyond your ability and attempting to force, you're not only hurting yourself, but you're also hurting others. And it doesn't matter if you're using alcohol or if you're using fear or if you're using anxiety or if you're using the way that you eat or the way that you speak to other people. Whatever you're using in that fill in the blank, trying to control life beyond what is in your true capacity, that's right. Hurtful to life itself.
Right. Whoever you might like to read, whoever your self-help guru is, whether it's Wayne Dyer, I know a lot of people, love Wayne Dyer. I do too. A more contemporary one is Richard Rohr.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who your self-help guru is, I promise you, they are going to have, you can find a quote on surrender and transformation from your guru.
Well, even if you're thinking about the book of Paul, I mean, right? Paul McCartney.
Okay.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Yeah.
That was a different Paul than I thought you were going for, but that's okay. I like it.
Yeah.
Speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. We'll be back with more strategies for living here in a moment.
To your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. But Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
And welcome back into Strategies for a Living. Lauren, Leon McMillan, David McMillan. You know, I said going into the break that whoever your favorite self-help author is, from Wayne Dyer to Richard Rohr, they're going to have a quote on surrender. So while we were on break, I just quickly ask, and Eckhart Tolle popped up.
Yeah.
And I'm quoting, "True surrender is the simple but profound wisdom of yielding to rather than opposing the flow of life."
Right.
Which fits just beautifully into what you were talking about in terms of at the end of last segment, in terms of moving, you know, because truly surrendering, which is the idea within that first step, is misunderstood a lot. It's not about giving up. It's not about resigning.
No.
It's a conscious choice to align with the natural order of things.
Right. Yeah. Because I think a lot of, depending on how long you have done X, Y, or Z, whatever your big or small addiction is, we often come to identify with it so much that we think it's who we are.
Right.
Right. And so I think that's one of the biggest blocks to step one. Sometimes I think is because, whoa, I have to give up who I am because I've identified myself as, well, this is just part of my personality, my emotional reactivity, or my addiction to this drug or this substance or alcohol. Or, you know, my giving, my people pleasing, right?
Yeah.
My over giving of my time and who I am has become who I am. And so
that's a way of doing that.
Yeah. And so that's where we get into the biggest block, is by we have to really step back and say, that's not really who I am.
Yeah.
That's just a behavior that I've placed. And in fact, it's a huge block to who I truly am.
Yeah.
And that's where we have to get to and recognize that when I surrender, it's not about I have to give up who I am.
It's really becoming. It's the opposite.
It's becoming
who I really am. And that's about, paradoxical.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes our mind go, what?
Well, that's because we get so stuck in egoic thinking that I am the ego, I am the body, I am the story. When in actuality, I ask you, and the 12 steps ask you, don't even take my word, the 12 steps ask you to step back and say, hey, there's something much bigger than the little I that I'm defining myself as.
Right.
There's a much bigger I am.
And if I join that, and that's what the 12 steps do and invite us to do, and then remind us over and over, because as we continue to work the 12 steps, once you understand them, whether you do it, you know, in a formal way or an informal way, they're in you.
Yeah.
And you're going to continue to work them one way or another.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some strategies, some practical strategies to help people accomplish.
Start this. Practicing.
You start practicing.
Step one
step
for everyone.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw out the idea of, hey, at first, a full surrender is just
overwhelming.
Maybe it's not. Maybe my ego won't go for that. Okay, all right. What about a micro surrender?
Yeah.
All right. If I am a reactive person, a micro surrender is maybe I just pause and push the pause button before immediately reacting.
Yeah.
I just put a little space in there.
Just a space. Yeah.
Give myself a little time to ask myself, okay, what would be the appropriate response instead of reaction? Two very different things.
Right.
Yep.
And it gives you back your power
in a
major way.
Yeah.
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 Another one might be just to admit in a moment, I don't know. I don't know.
Giving up the idea that I'm right or I know everything.
Right.
Because I don't.
And you know, this can be in really, really practical situations, like where somebody asks you a question or you feel like you need to know what to do next.
Yep.
Right. But to admit to yourself, maybe I don't know. Hmm. But it could also be a little more, I don't know the word that I want to use, is hidden or quiet, maybe.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is maybe where you're in traffic, right? And you're stopped and you're not getting to where you want to be at the time that you think you ought to be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so a micro surrender there is to say, I really don't know maybe there's a reason for this.
Okay.
Right? Yep. Okay. Maybe, who knows, if you had gone a different route, left at a different time, you would have gotten in a wreck.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go.
That's a micro. I don't know. I truly don't know what's best for me, but I trust that there is a larger force, whether that's your God, your higher self, your guides, all of the above. Whatever it is working for you.
Let's do a little quick journaling.
Okay.
That's another strategy. And I'm going to suggest just one page. That's all. One page. And I want you to write at the top of the page, where in my life am I pretending to have control? And just let that page sit there for a minute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tell you what, if you want a second page, go ahead and put a second page down. What's one area that's kicking my ass right now?
Mm.
All right. And just let those sit there. Just write those two things at the top of each page, one on one page, one on the other. And then when you're ready, get quiet, sit down, take one of the pages, read the prompt again, and start writing. Mm. You might be surprised at what comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, what that really does is highlight the areas of your life that are unmanageable and therefore you're powerless too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's taking step one and really diving into and recognizing, okay, this is an area where I'm powerless. And, you know, what do I need to do to shift?
One last quick strategy is a language swap.
Mm.
All right. So instead of, I should be able to handle this, swap that language to, maybe I need some help here.
Mm-hmm.
How can I fix this? Maybe swap that language to, what can I release?
What's
here
in my way?
Yeah.
What can I
let go of here?
How am I blocking the answer to come towards me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we could go on and on and on with this, but those are just some strategies that maybe will help you get to a point of saying, hey, this step one thing seems, it's better than I thought it was at first. And maybe I need it more than I thought I did, because I don't have a problem with this or that or the other.
But how many of us have just physical bodily tightness?
Yeah.
And how can you loosen that? I mean, that's an application of step one.
Absolutely. We will be back with more strategies for living. Just a moment. Stay with us.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Okay, I got my ego going.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, step one, I'm ready to get to step 12. Why aren't I at step 12?
It takes what it takes, my friend.
Yeah.
And you've got all of life to do it and to rework it.
Yeah, well, sometimes my ego doesn't let me feel that way.
And let me offer you, if that's something that's going on in your head, whether it's about this or life, because how many of us these days are rushing like that?
Right? A lot of us, yeah.
Okay, and so that is a huge opportunity for you to look at step one, if that's where you are.
There you
to
go.
To say, because you're giving your power away to some imagined timeline, right?
Yeah.
And where is your enjoyment in the process of it? You're trying to control time itself.
which is something we've all collectively made up
if we're talking about time on the clock.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Linear time.
And really we would do much better to give up, to surrender there than to say, hey, you know, I'm powerless over.
Right. And there's a force greater than me conducting it through me.
Yeah. So I don't have
time.
To worry.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about this
stuff.
Why
are you grabbing on?
Yeah.
I mean, it brings up the idea of trying to push your way upstream.
Have you ever tried to fight with a wave?
Right.
Yeah. Who won? If the wave was big enough, I guarantee the wave won.
Hopefully there's not too many surfers out there listening.
Really? All right. I invite you, take a look at the 12 steps. Take a look at step one. Drop in, you know, whatever you need to drop in for you. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And for Tita's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who is it that you'd call? And what is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.